Communities across the country will celebrate Independence Day tomorrow, chief among them Philadelphia. That's where the Continental Congress adopted the Declaration of Independence on July 4, 1776. Here and Now's Alex Ashlock made a recent road trip to Philadelphia, and he spoke with Adam Duncan, a National Park Service ranger at Independence Hall, where the Founding Fathers made the history we're still celebrating 241 years later.
This is Independence Square, what would have been called the Pennsylvania State House Yard. It is the colonial capital for the colony and also the state of Pennsylvania. And then later, it gets borrowed in the summer of 1776, not just by the Continental Congress, which would pass the resolution for independence and sign the document, but also it would be home to the Constitutional Convention 11 years later in 1787.
And just remind listeners what was going on in Independence Hall at around this time, July 1776.
Early July, really specifically July 1st, if we were to walk into the building and go back in time to that historic year, we would find debates taking place on the floor of the Continental Congress, mostly between John Adams and John Dickinson, debating the resolution for independence. That actually passes on July 2nd of 1776, a day that John Adams thought would be celebrated. He writes his wife the next day, Abigail, and he tells her that the day will be celebrated for forever, really, to paraphrase him. So after the 2nd, after independence passes the resolution, they now pull out Thomas Jefferson's rough draft of the Declaration of Independence. What was written between a time period of June 11th to June 28th is when Jefferson worked on it. And they're going word by word, ultimately being the editors of the document. They make about 80 changes, one very substantial change. They delete the passage that Thomas Jefferson pens, accusing King George III of being, and really indicting him for being responsible for the slave trade here in North America. And that was taken out. So in the afternoon of July 4th, the delegates of the Continental Congress actually vote to adopt the final written edition of the Declaration of Independence. That's about it. I know people are expecting, well, when did they sign it? That would actually take place on July 4th, despite popular belief. The signing ceremony took place in August 2nd, 1776. Never at one time were they all there in this momentous occasion, all penning their names. We think about 50 were there August 2nd after a formal copy was handwritten out. That process takes time, hiring a calligrapher, so it wasn't immediately done on July 4th. So it's not ready for them until August 2nd. They add their names, and then about five or six others actually add their names years after the fact, all the way up into 1781 when we believe Thomas McCain of Delaware added his signature.
So everyone celebrates on the 4th of July now. You mentioned that John Adams thought the 2nd was the bigger day. But what happened in Philadelphia in the days after the Declaration of Independence was issued?
Sure. The days after, the citizens of Philadelphia certainly would have been the first to know, obviously, because their proximity here in the city. It was not kept a secret. And they ordered prints the evening of July 4th so they could be distributed, sent out throughout the new states, and have public readings. And that would take place in the preceding days. One copy was dispatched to George Washington in New York to read to the troops. He read his on July 9th. And that celebration would kind of go throughout the new nation as word is received about American independence.
Are you from Philadelphia?
I'm from Wilmington, Delaware.
What does this history mean to you personally, just to be from this region and have this birth of a nation having happened in your region?
On a personal note, I find very strong connections in my personal life with the history of this place. Unbeknownst to me, at the one time, I worked for the Bank of New York, which would become Alexander Hamilton's bank. I lived in an apartment complex in Conshohocken next to an old lake. It's called Sherry Lake. When I got this job, and that was in college, when I got this job just after I graduated school, I started doing research, and that is where they actually got the stones for Independence Hall. So I have a lot of just personal, really ironic connections that I didn't even know at the time when it was happening. And it's such a fantastic city. Philadelphia, we're a World Heritage City, the only one in the United States. We get visitors from all over the place. And it's just fantastic to have this story here in Philadelphia to tell the beginnings of our nation. It's such an exceptional experience.
What's it like to be here on 4th of July?
It's pretty neat. It's pretty neat. Especially having been in the room telling the story on July 4th to our visitors. We don't require tickets to visit. You just line up. So people will be waiting in line for hours to go into the room where it actually happened. And I kind of take a minute. I make everybody be quiet for a second, and I let them soak it in, because you can really feel the connection, especially in that room on that day. It's phenomenal. And I think our visitors really have that sense, that presence, and the patriotism when they come and visit.
Adam Duncan is a National Park Service Ranger at Independence Hall in Philadelphia. He spoke with Here and Now's Alex Ashlock. Our road trip to Philadelphia continues tomorrow with a visit to the new Museum of the American Revolution.
What we're trying to do is show people that history is not a settled thing. It's open for question. It's up to the visitor to find their answers to those questions along our path.